Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this 18th of May, 2023. 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to talk with Allison John Jack, Cranberry Outreach Specialist with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Looking forward to talk with Allison. Right now, we have with us in studio, Jillian Alekna.
Yay! You got it.
It only took me about four or five times you being in the studio. Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always love talking with our friends at Visit Rome, which is what we're going to do right now. We want to send a shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Always appreciate them doing that. Hey, Jillian, how have things been in Rome?
Good, but yeah. Definitely busy.
Yeah. We got a lot here to talk about today. And we're going to put some focus on some certain things. But otherwise, I want to just start right at the beginning here with this Friday, tomorrow. We've got a great event going on. And every Friday, we got a great event going on.
Yeah. So tomorrow kicks off the summer season or summer edition of our Rome Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Rome Town Center or Rome Town Square. Come join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and just a lot of great local goodies that you can't find anywhere else.
It is not only something that people love to do to get out and maybe run into some people and some of those kind of things, but it's a great opportunity to buy local, support local, to help out these vendors, to help out our farmers, our ag industry. It's a win-win situation, every farmer's market.
Yeah, definitely.
And keep in mind, I should say, that this is going to be going until September?
Yes, okay. This goes... Well, starting tomorrow and then through end of September.
So something to maybe you can even make a routine out of and on your Fridays do this and everything.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing. Coming up this Saturday, big one going on in the area, spring cleanup.
Yeah, so kind of official, unofficial. It's time to shake off winter for good and get outside. Thankfully, winter's done. We'll be holding our annual highway spring cleanup tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon. Attendees can look forward to a raffle/drawing for a $100 donation for the nonprofit of your choice. So we'll have three of those.
Very cool.
A catered lunch at the gazebo in Rome Town Center, and just enjoying the outdoors because it's warming up. Why not get outside?
Any opportunity to get outside, we are going to take it.
Yes.
The opportunity to put back into your community like this, to clean up your community, to make it look nicer and all these things. I think people want to do those kind of things. I don't know if they always have the foresight or the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
You add in the raffle in the drawings. We love raffles around here. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That's always a good idea, too, and maybe encourage people to do this. But the uniqueness of the donation to a nonprofit, that benefits everybody.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, the cleanup benefits everybody. People getting outside and enjoying it is great, but then you have the other tie-in of that nonprofit angle. And that is a really smart idea. Mm-hmm. I really like that. That is really cool. This is something that I could see being a real tradition, too.
Yeah.
We know that winters are hard on our counties, our roads, our things. Nobody likes seeing garbage on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to help that out and maybe add to a cause at the same time.
Yeah.
I want to spend a minute to talk about Saturday's a big event also going on, the 4th Annual Alex C. Dove Foundation Fundraiser.
Yeah.
This is an important event. We've talked about it quite a bit on this week on the air and leading up to this event. Let's take one more time to really put some focus on this.
Yeah, so from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. is the 4th Annual Alex C. Dove Foundation Fundraiser. Come out and support a great local cause. They just have everything going on that day. So live music, raffles, again, raffle, face painting, a tour of the cabin, the spot game, beanbag tournament, a Bloody Mary bar, fair food, and way more than I can really fit in.
Yeah. When they say 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., they mean it. I mean, there is something to do the whole time. It is going to be such a fun time for the community. And while you're enjoying yourself, while you're having a good time, you can also feel good knowing that you are putting into the Dove's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
Dove's Nest is located in the lower Camelot Lake in the town of beautiful Rome. It's the first respite retreat of its kind in the Midwest. The purpose is to offer those suffering from life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax by the beautiful lake. This fundraiser helps them continue to do this great work.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you adding to this great foundation, adding to this legacy of Alex and what his family were able to do with this tragedy, which I find one of the most beautiful things in humanity is when you take tragedy and can turn it into something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just remarkable. But you're also going to enjoy yourself. You got DJ from 10 to 3. The Shane Cronenberger band's going to be there from 3 to 6. Genesis Depot band from 7 to 10. Raffle going pretty much all day from 10 to 8. Face painting going on, cabin tours, spot game, big bag tournament. Have I caught your attention yet, everybody? I mean, this is the Wisconsin of Wisconsin events.
Yeah.
There's everything, even the food. Bloody Mary bar, cheese curds, taco truck, brats, burgers. I mean, again, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. it's calling you. Get to Rome this weekend. Enjoy this event. Have a blast. Enjoy. Maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while. And again, all of this helping, what a great organization, a great group of people.
Mm-hmm.
That is, again, going from 10 to 10 this weekend, the Alex C. Dove Foundation fundraiser taking place at beautiful beautiful Leisure Lane on Camelot on the Lake in Nakusa. Keeping things going, every Wednesday you got something for people to look forward to.
Yeah, so every Wednesday at Hoozles at the Lakes, we have DJ Trivia from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Probably say this every time I'm on here. Really fun to get out, and even if you don't think you're good at trivia,
yeah,
there's always a question or two that you can surprise yourself with.
I think it's good that you brought this up again, Jillian, because I had a listener the last time you guys were in with us mention to me that she thought she was horrible at trivia, but she got there, and yeah, there's some stuff she doesn't know, but she realized she knows a lot more than she realized.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's actually a good note to mention. We encourage people to attend the event, have fun, and you may find out you know more than you even realize.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can win stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, there's gift cards for first to third place, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's yes, awesome. There is.
And people love free things. That's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah. And it's a fun time. Giving people something to do is a big part of what this, not only our conversation is about, but what these events are about with Visit Rome and all this supporting businesses and everything.
Yeah.
So every Wednesday from the next Wednesday, May 24th and on, check out DJ Trivia over at our friends at Hoozles at the Lakes. And a big shout out to them. On Fridays and every other Friday, you'll have DJ Bingo.
Yep. So at Hoozles at the Lakes again, 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Once again, free to play raffles and just fun with Lucas, the host.
Mm-hmm.
He just does a really great job.
Yeah, he's very good at that stuff. That's a really good job. Make sure that you're having a good time and enjoying yourself, and it's free to play.
Yeah.
It's just a good time. Just have fun. And there are raffles, I believe.
Yes, there are.
And again, I believe that raffles are pretty popular.
Yeah.
That's a good one to have. Every event pretty much should have a raffle.
Yeah.
You're almost going to guarantee bringing people in. I talk a lot about Lake Camelot. It's the first lake I learned to swim in. It's one of my favorite lakes in the world. I love it. But right next door to it is a beautiful lake of its own, Shermalot, a great area over there. And the Shermalot water ski team has got some pretty cool stuff that they're going to be doing this summer.
Yeah. So starting Saturday, May 27th, and every Saturday through Labor Day weekend, the Shermalot water ski team will be putting on their show. Performances will be held at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There will be food served by Rocky Rococo's there. So if you're a big fan of Rocky's,
yeah.
stop on over there.
great food for sure. And they work so hard on this.
They really do.
They put so much time into these events. And water ski is huge here, of course,
yeah.
having the water ski tournament every summer around here, mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin Rapids. They train for this. They prepare for this. They work so hard on it. As soon as they are able to get on the water, and in fact, if I understand right, they're even working in the winter at some of this stuff
yeah.
and everything, training. doing in gymnasiums and stuff like that, where they got the room to work on balance and all this. Mm-hmm. You get to take in these shows. You can see previews of these shows and everything. Yeah. And you're supporting that team. You're supporting the great water ski show team, water ski teams that we have around here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that every Friday, 6:30 to 7:30, right?
Yeah.
Did I have that right? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And there's so much to do. I want to make sure I cover everything.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 27th, live music coming up at Hoosels at the Lakes.
Yep. 7 to 11, they have Rising Phoenix, Wisconsin's ultimate 70s and 80s rock party band.
Yeah, so they are great.
If you're a 70s or 80s fan, why don't you check them out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check them out. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Live music back. And Hoosels is one of the best places to check live music at.
Yes.
It's such a great venue over there.
We could honestly just make a whole program of all the live music that Hoosels has,
yes,
let alone Rome has.
Yeah, we can easily do that. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, maybe if there's a tie, we got to fill tie. Maybe,
yeah,
that's what we'll do. Just talk Hoosels.
Yeah.
Do it. There's no problem. We don't mind doing that here. Great event coming up at Sandhill Wildlife Area on Saturday, May 27th.
Yeah. So Sandhill Wildlife Area, which is just a little bit south of Rome, I believe.
Yeah.
From 10-8. Then the time I wrote down is wrong. But
oh, yeah?
Oops.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
They'll be having the Universe in the Park event.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice wide open space to just view the stars, which I know that sometimes when you're in town and it's a clear night, sometimes it's hard to see the stars with all the lights around. This is a nice, I guess, dark, wide open spot to view them. Pre-registration for this event is required before May 24th, so that's coming up soon. And it is $5 per person, so.
And you're not going to be there alone. It looks like UW-Madison astronomers are going to be there. They're presenting the Universe in the Park.
Yes, they are.
That's cool. The astronomers are going to present information and observations about the night sky, the moon, celestial objects, the moon. I love the moon, so I'm just going to keep mentioning the moon. After that, you're invited to attend a star party.
Yes, and at that star party, you'll get a chance to view objects in the sky through telescopes and chat with expert astronomers.
I'm already there. Yeah. I'm already at this event. Like, this is, it's not like, did you do this just for me? It's like, it sounds like a perfect, like, tailored event for myself.
And, surprise. And,
really nice. You guys didn't have to do that. That was really nice. I am not alone. There is millions of people, thousands of people out there that would love to attend this event as well, that love looking up at that night sky.
Yeah.
Coming from the city, we got light pollution. We got a lot of that. I never really saw the sky until I moved out here. And I was living in the Rome area.
Yeah.
And living on Lake Camelot. And being able to look up. And you truly do get to see the constellations. You truly do. And I think for a lot of people that have grown up out here, you probably are used to that. But it's never a bad idea to remind yourself of how beautiful it is just to look up.
Yeah, definitely.
Let alone with some pros. Like some people that really know what they're talking about. You having a UW-Madison astronomer there and everything. That's some legitimacy there. That's pretty cool. So again, this event is taking place next Saturday, May 27th from, we'll get the time later. Maybe on the website?
It'll be correct on the website.
Okay, cool. And again, I encourage you to head over to Sandhill Wildlife Area for this event. And you can find out more by going to their website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. The next day, Sunday, May 28th, more live music at Hoosels.
Yep, 7 to 11 again. This time it's Cat's Sass. Had to make sure I said that.
Yeah.
Slow enough.
Yes. Well done, Mike.
They're a blues-based rock band.
I'm just being honest with the audience, I don't know much about them, but you had me at blues. I love blues. And I know this area loves the blues quite a bit. That's going to be a good concert. That's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that'll be Sunday, May 28th, over at Hoosels at the Lakes. And more live music at Hoosels the following Friday as we dive into June. What happened to May?
Yeah.
Just gone.
Yeah.
But yes, looking at June, got some more live music.
Yeah, so again, 7 to 11 on June 2nd. This time it'll be Save Point, indie rock band.
Yes. Know Jordan and the guys from Save Point a little bit. Great band. Really good artists. All of them are so talented. And Jordan leads that whole thing. Great band. One of those bands. I have a hard time believing anybody couldn't get into their music. Mm-hmm. They're one of those bands where they're going to play something, they're going to do something that's going to bring almost everybody, get them moving.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. We wanted to mention, too, this great event going on at Leicester Public Library of Rome, and a big shout-out to that beautiful library over in Rome, Leicester Public Library, and a paper shredding event coming up.
Yeah, so the free shredding event at Leicester Public Library is being sponsored by both Friends of the Leicester Public Library, Visit Rome, and our Rome Makers HCE. Mm-hmm. You can bring up to 3 boxes or bags per person to be shred on site for free. So if you have a bunch of junk mail or old, I guess, credit card things that you just want to be shredded and out of your hair, why not stop by?
Yeah.
And that's 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, June 3rd.
People take their privacy on a level nowadays that I don't think we've ever seen before. Any time to have these events available to people, I think they're going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 3rd, ATV, UTV welcome event. Speaking of things that people will take advantage of, any ATV, UTV event, people are going to show up.
Yes. So this one is hosted by the Monroe Prairie ATV UTV Club, as well as the WATVA. So at this event, you can learn about the trails and road droughts in Adams County. The ride starts across from Quick Trip, the police station parking. So if you're in Rome, right by the big Quick Trip.
It's going to be a fun event. We want people to not only have a good time, have a safe time, enjoy yourselves. And again, any chance to bring out the ATVs, they're going to have fun with this. More live music coming up the first weekend of June, Saturday and Sunday at Hoosel's at the Lakes. On Saturday from 7 to 11, got a good band.
Yeah, Steel River Band.
That's a good group. That's a great band right there. And then more great music on Sunday.
Yeah, this time, not the 7 to 11 time. We have it 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And Scott Wilcox, or is it Wilco?
Yeah. Well, okay. Wilcox, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
And good musician. Good local musician. Again, great work by Hoosels and you guys and everybody supporting these local artists and helping promote them. And great job by these artists going out there and taking care of these audiences. Some really good musicians we got coming up. That's going to be fun. Speaking of fun, I want to do this right now, Jillian. Like, I know it's Sunday, June 4th, but can we do it right now? I want to. This sounds like a really fun time. Tell them about this one.
So at at the Lure Barn Grill on June 4th, we'll be having Kelly Lawler from Blue House Cakery host a summer cookie decorating class from 1 to 3. She will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating, taking you kind of step by step to make them look beautiful. Tickets are $55, and included with that class purchase is a free drink ticket. So you're not just going to be sitting there with cookies. You can have a little drink.
That's good. That's probably helpful. That is.
Yeah.
What a great idea, too.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea. That people are going to enjoy that. They're going to have a lot of fun with
and
that
she
one.
Has a few more classes coming up this summer that I didn't include in the notes. But
we'll get to them when
stay
we get
tuned
closer.
For that. Yeah.
Is this a class you need to register for?
You do.
To register, to send people to the website or?
Either go to our website, which is visitromewi.com, and go to our calendar. Otherwise, if you look up Blue House Cakery on, I believe, just Google or even Facebook, she should have links to the registration right there.
Again, more live music at Hoosel's coming up Thursday, June 8th, and every Thursday through June 27th. As we have live music there from 7 to 11, performances every Thursday from talent throughout the state leading up to the finale on June 7th, 27th. We're doing Hoosel's Rise to Music.
Yes, that is
what we're talking about here. And we're looking forward to this event. We're going to give you more details as us and Hoosel's are working out some of the details of this, but looking very forward to this event and bringing it back to the community. Moving on to Saturday, June 10th. Ooh, hiking stick event. What is this one?
Yeah, so at Sandhill Wildlife Area from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I don't know if you've ever used a hiking stick while hiking, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you can actually make your own at this event. So they Friends of Sandhill will be providing natural hardwood sticks.
Nice.
And you can decorate them. And this is pretty much open to anyone, any age.
Yeah. Even if you're 12 and you make a walking stick, you might need it when you're 42.
Yeah.
I mean, you might end up needing that stick one day or something. So they make it for a relative or something like that. You may be making an heirloom. You know,
yeah.
I know in my family, there's been a couple of canes and walking sticks that have been handed down, things like that. I just don't know. And it's fun. Like, when's the last time you did something like this, anybody? Like,
yeah,
never get the chance to do these kind of things. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it does look like there is an age limit. Young participants under 12 years old must have be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, everybody. Otherwise, this is going to be a fun one. And it looks like Vicky's doing this.
Yes. Vicky Palin is.
Very cool.
There are two sessions. So the first session is 8:30 to noon and the other session is 1 to 4:30. And there is a pre-registration.
Okay.
So yeah. Pre-register before June 6th along with a $5 registration.
Yeah, and you can find out more by giving Vicky a call at 715-652-3131. That's 652-3131. I want to hear. I really would like to attend that, actually. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun. I like that one. And I like this one, right, too. We love our dice runs. We got one coming up.
Mm-hmm. So June 10th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., will be our big...
big dice event.
Big dice event.
It begins and ends at Bighorn Bar and Grill, so that right away is going to get some people.
Mm-hmm. So the run will consist of 20 or more predetermined stops, so you visit those on your ATV. Mm-hmm. You must visit a minimum of 3, and at each stop, participants have to get their scorecard stamped. When you return to the event at Bighorn Bar and Grill, your scorecard then gets converted into the number of dice you roll, and the dots on those dice equal your total score.
Yeah.
So cash prizes for the first and second high rollers, plus cash prize for the low roller. So if you luck out with getting all ones on all your dice, hey, you might be getting money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Again, people love it. They love being out and about and being able to do those kind of things. And then you add in the dice game and all that. You got yourself a good time.
Yeah.
So, Jillian, we're going to wrap up here in the next couple of minutes. But I know by your notes, there was an event we wanted to put some focus on. We wanted to take a little time talking about.
Yeah. So let's jump all the way ahead to, mid-June.
Yeah.
when we have the annual Tri-Norse Mini Mudder going on at... Tri-Norse Winter Park, which is 1001 County Road O in Rome. If you've ever heard of or done a Tough Mudder, this is kind of like a nice scaled down version for the kids. So a nice little obstacle course around the property at Tri-Norse. You will get dirty, so probably don't wear your Sunday best.
Yeah.
It is $25 per child, and that will include a t-shirt as well.
Cool.
Waivers to be signed day of event, just making sure if you get a little scrape, you're not.
Yeah. We want to make sure that everybody's having a good time, but also covered legally. You got to kind of do that with an event like this, especially involving little guys.
Yes.
But it is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. It is. We hope to get definitely more people than we did last year and just keep growing that event each and every year.
Yeah. As a parent, I'm putting my kid in this immediately if they want to do it, of course.
Yeah.
My little guy or my little girl wanted to do it, immediately put him in there. Mm-hmm. As a community member, I have to see this event. I have to see these kids going through these obstacle courses. Mm-hmm. Any of us that grew up on Double Dare or any of those kind of things, like, we're a sucker for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to little kids going through obstacle courses.
Oh, it is. And some of the kids get really into it.
Yeah,
where you can see some that just go kind of nicely through, but then you get one or two that have to do it the fastest,
yes,
and they're racing each other and slipping and sliding, and it's definitely fun.
Such a fun event. Be sure to bookmark your calendars, everybody. That is coming up on June 17th over at beautiful Tri-Norris, the annual Tri-Norris Mini Mudder. This is going to be a lot of fun. A big shout out to Rome Fire Department as well for being there and helping with these showers and that kind of thing.
Yes.
That is very cool. We always like to shout out our fire departments as well.
Yeah.
And of course, want to shout out you guys and the great work that you do over at Visit Rome, Jillian. It has been a real fun time hanging out with you here.
Yeah, thank you.
I did want to remind people that you guys have a great newsletter. Be sure to sign up for that newsletter. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things going on in the Rome area. And Jillian, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can either call us at 715-325-3090 or feel free to reach out to us via email. So either my personal one, which is jalekna at visitromewi.com, or just visitromewi at gmail.com.
Yeah. And again, that website, visitromewi.com. Thanks for the time, Jillian. We'll talk again next month.
Yeah, thank you.
And we want to send a big shout out, of course, to our friends at Nakusa Support Edward State Bank, sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them and a good morning to all of them. We'll take a break and come back and we'll have more fun as we have Allison John Jack joining us, Cranberry Outreach Specialist, be with us in the next segment of Morning Magazine here at WFHR.